Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to the Audio Time Capsule, episode 16. For those of you new to the show, I'm comedian Simon Kane, and this is the podcast where I bring on a guest, get them to leave 20 questions, and a year later bring them back on to answer them. I then edit it so they're talking to their past self.
All past voices will sound like this.
And all future voices will sound like this. To give an example of how this show is structured, here is a question that I left myself before this week's guest arrived.
Hi Simon, did you ever finish reading Tricks of the Mind by Darren Brown? Currently you are about 4 chapters into it, you are really enjoying it, but you are feeling like it's quite heavy reading for a train journey, and you are only really reading on trains. Did you finish it? Bet you bloody didn't.
I hope you took that bet, because you would win it. I did not finish it, I really did enjoy it. I enjoyed learning about memory, I enjoyed learning about card counting, and I enjoyed learning... Ironically, I can't remember any of the other bits that I enjoyed reading. I stopped reading that book and started reading Moonwalking with Einstein, which is by Joshua Foyer, and it was all about, memory, because I was really into that at the time. I should get back on that. I really did enjoy Tricks of the Mind, although I've just bought Darren Brown's new book called Happy, and I haven't read that either. So, I should probably get on that. Thanks for the reminder. Let's start the show. In this episode, the guests are magicians, time travellers, and all-round spiffing chaps Morgan and West. This episode took a lot more editing on my part than usual because there are essentially 4 guests involved. I loved putting it together. I loved the banter between past them and future them. And not only was it on brand for them as time travellers, but it was so nice to hear them be honest, and their humility and their humour was infectious, and it really made an interesting and funny interview. I think you're really going to love it. I think there's a lot to this, and there's a lot to changing over a year, both personally and professionally, that comes through that's very relatable for a lot of people. So I really hope you enjoy it as much as I did, and learn as much as I did. Before I hit play, I just want to remind you that if you're new here, hit the subscribe button. If you're old here, please do give an honest review in iTunes, ideally positive. If you've got anything negative to say, please do just write it in an email to me in the private. That would be great. And either way, please do join the Facebook group. It's called the Audio Time Capsule, and it's on Facebook, obviously. But for now, let's open the Audio Time Capsule of Morgan and West.
Hello, I am Rhys Morgan.
My name's Rob West.
Together we are Morgan and West, and we are in Wilton's Music Hall backstage, in fact, in dressing room number 1, and it's the 26th of January, 2017.
Oh, I was going to say 2017.
So oh, yeah, I don't like that system. No.
Okay, then, fine.
I'm quite excited to be asking myself a question in the future. Although, am I asking myself a question in the future?
You're asking yourself a question in the past, aren't you? And answering it in the future.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused by the tenses.
It is confusing.
Yeah, and tensors, actually. I never got the hang of tenses.
Hello, my name is Rhys Morgan.
I'm Robert West.
Together we are Morgan and West, magicians.
Time travellers.
And all-round spiffing chaps. And today is the 13th of January, 2018.
Yeah,
it's a full year on from last time.
We're in a Thistle Hotel in Heathrow.
Just outside Heathrow, just outside Terminal 5, in a conference room with lots of Highland Spring sparkling water, fruit salad chews, and a lot of tea.
Yeah, a lot of tea.
We're here for a magic convention.
It's a magic convention.
We don't just live in a conference room. No.
I'm really worried about it. I can't remember what we said.
I cannot remember our questions.
Last year has been a giddy blur.
I haven't revised. Is this a test? Did we write down answers?
If we get them all wrong, I'll feel really bad.
Oh, gosh.
The only question I can remember is something that didn't come off.
60% to 2-1, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll do.
It'll be all right.
We'll just go for a low C.
Yeah.
Right, first off, we'll start with the easy one. How did Edinburgh go this year? Because you've done it every year for the last 10 years, so it'd be good to know how it went.
Secondly, with regard to your Edinburgh Children's Show, did you ever manage to cut Reese in half?
And more importantly, actually, I should probably add, did you manage to put me back together?
Yeah, that is important.
No, that is very important. I'd be worried if you didn't. Maybe you're just talking to a torso. Or just some legs.
That's quite a good question,
actually.
It's quite prescient.
It is quite prescient.
Edinburgh, this year, 2017, Edinburgh went very well. We did two shows. We did the new kid show, and we also did sort of reimagining of Time Travelling Magicians, a best-of show.
You nearly said
show.
Rehash there, didn't
I
you?
I did nearly say you rehash.
You said rehash, but that makes it sound bad.
That
so we're
does
say
make it sound bad. So
we'll say
portable, easy to do, just throw it on a stage and do it show.
Yeah.
Shameless money-making scam.
It went very well, except for the props breaking and me getting shingles.
Yeah, so that was the thing. So how did Edinburgh go? Rob got shingles. We were both exhausted, and yes, I was managed to be sawn in half, except for two occasions when putting back together was more difficult than we thought it would be.
When doing it, when the large prop that Reese was curled up in,
the legs
broke.
Literally came off.
The wheels literally came off.
That was the illusion. Yeah, that was terrifying. One time with Alan Davis in the audience.
So that was good.
And one time with Howard Reed in the audience. So the lesson is never work with me, I think.
I should have learned that by now.
Yeah, it's 10 years, mate. Can't go back now. But it went well.
Yeah, I was happy with it.
Yeah. And no Edinburgh next year.
Hooray!
Well, that sounds good. That is wonderful news.
I'm not looking forward to getting shingles, but other than that.
No, but I'm glad that the 10th year seemed to go well anyway.
Mm, yeah. Very nice.
No, well done us.
Is Edinburgh shaping up the way you thought it would?
That is Edinburgh 2018.
Yeah, the fringe in 2018, not a different one.
No, that would be crazy. And rather just the city as well. Yeah.
I mean, we've already answered this now, haven't we? That's the thing. We're not doing Edinburgh this year. It was decided 3 days ago that we're not going this year for the first time in over 10 years.
Yeah, after every summer of our 20s being spent in the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, we were like, you know what?
We haven't got anything new. We've got nothing new to show.
We've got no new tricks.
No,
we've got nothing left.
We're going to take the year off.
Yeah.
And we are going to go to festivals and hopefully go to America. And just have a... I might build a sandcastle.
I'll take
a bucket and spade and build a sandcastle on the beach. And you get those little flags, don't you, at the beach? Do they still have shops like that at the beach?
Like a pack of little flags.
Yeah, a pack of little flags and you put them in the top. I used to love that.
But also, I might just sit at home and look at a calendar that says August from my own house for once.
Yeah.
That would be enough for me. I just want to do that.
I'm going to build a sandcastle. You can't stop me.
All right.
And go rock pooling.
I want to say that's a shame that we're not going in 2018.
But is it?
But I'm not sure I can.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
We deserve a year off.
No, we do deserve a year off. No, well done us. Well done for making that decision. Because actually, I'm surprised we haven't chickened out of that decision.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised we would decide that.
Yeah. Thirdly... How is Time Travelling Magicians? How is that one after dusting it off? Did you manage to get a new set for that?
We haven't yet managed to get a new set for
that. So there is a list on one of our phones of all the things we're going to fix in that. This has been there for a while
now.
Well,
we've done it 22 times.
Yeah.
And we're about to do it another 30 or so more in the next 3 months. And hopefully, by the time it hits the Nottingham Playhouse in January, we will have sorted the new set. Although that is going to be tricky because we are much busier than we thought we would be.
Yeah, it really is a case of we had all these grand plans before we had any work booked in, and then we booked loads of work in and realised that we had to do that because it makes us money.
Yeah, exactly. And grand plans definitely come lower on the list than making money.
Yeah, it really does.
But no, it's going. I think it's a really good show.
We're really enjoying doing it again. It's old material we're doing.
Because obviously, when we recorded this, we were in the middle of doing parlor tricks, and we're like, "Oh, this is a great show." But it's always the show that you're doing at the time that's the good one.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
it really is.
I mean, if there's one thing you can rely on us not doing, it's sorting out set and props. If we've got a version that works...
Yeah, cosmetic stuff is always the last thing to get fixed.
Yeah.
How are preparations for the séance show going, if you're still doing it and haven't completely scrapped that idea?
We've not completely scrapped the idea.
We've not completely completely scrapped it.
But there is another show on the back burner. There is a science show that is slightly higher in the priorities list than the Seance show.
We've confusingly got two shows that sound exactly the same.
They do sound almost identical. Which one are you doing, the Seance or the Seance? Let's pretend we misheard ourselves now, and the question is, how's the science show going? That's going quite well.
It's going quite well,
We've got a few ideas. We're putting it together bit by bit. And hopefully someone will pay us to do it so we can do more of it. Lots of ideas. I might even learn to tightrope walk.
You might even learn to tightrope walk.
Yeah. I mean, I might try and learn.
You might try and learn.
There's no guarantee that I can
do it. And then break your leg and then have to retire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That or just do it sat down.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd hope that we'd at least got it started on the Seance show by now.
Yeah, I thought we'd have written something.
We've been kicking it around since 2014.
I thought we'd have written something.
Yeah, well, there you go.
We're terrible.
We are awful.
Do you still want to do that science show? Did that work? Are you still talking about that? Have you got funding for it?
Do we still want to do that seance show? Was that
the
sorry?
Do we still want to do the seance show? Yeah, no.
We still do want to do the science show. And have we got funding for it? Not yet.
Not yet.
Has the application gone in? Not yet.
Not yet.
Is that our fault? No.
No.
So
how these things work, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that the fault of the people we work with? Possibly. Yep. But we are chasing that. As in fact, in the list of things that need to do, is chase the funding for the science show.
I think that largely the theme of everything here is that we thought we'd get so much more done in this year than we really have.
It's the problem of doing loads of shows.
Yeah. The problem is that we should have asked ourselves, "Are you looking forward to driving the van a lot?"
Yeah, because then the answer would have been, "No, I'm not," but I know I'm going to do
it. But I'm going to do it anyway.
So we've done so little in a year. I feel really bad.
How's the new run of the Christmas show? I say new run of the Christmas show because at the time of recording, you in theory were going to be doing it in Oxford at the Pegasus Theatre. Did you do it at Oxford? Also with the Christmas show, did you manage to sort out the first 20 minutes or so it makes a sense?
We sound so...
This is the only thing we actually did.
Yeah, we did the Christmas show. We did it 35 times in a little theatre in Oxford. We had schools in. We had the public in. It sold out for the last week. And we sorted out the first 20 minutes.
We put two or three new tricks in.
I was dressed as Santa for like 15 minutes of the show.
For a lot of the start of the show.
It was so much fun.
It was great. We had a really great time. That's the first thing where we've been like, yes, big tick.
Yeah.
Big tick on that.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
We did it. We had a great time. The Oxford Pegasus is a lovely space. And we had a brilliant time doing it. Good work, us.
Yeah, well done, us. No, it was fab. Well done.
We scored 1 point.
Yeah, 3,500 people saw that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, them.
But yeah, in your face, Morgan and West from the past.
Ha! Take that, science-y, seance-y nonsense. And Edinburgh. What are we doing with our lives?
I am so glad that we fixed the first 20 minutes of the Christmas show.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping it will now be not just fine, but more than fine.
Yeah.
Personal one, Rob. Where do you live?
Oh, yeah, I bought a house.
Yeah, you did.
So I think around the time of filming, the thing I'd just bid, or we were looking at a house that we then bid, not bid for. You put in an offer.
It's not eBay.
And then it's not eBay. I should have gone through eBay. It would have been so much easier. And that fell through, and the whole thing was very stressful. But now I actually live in a house that I own.
Yeah.
So the bank largely owns.
Yeah, the bank largely owns it. But the bank let you think that you own it.
The bank let me stay.
Yeah.
They're very
good to you.
They're very good to me, the bank. They let me live there. I can nail things into the wall if I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm too scared to do that. I'm still too scared to put nails in the wall.
Oh, no, it's the best. It's the best feeling when you've got your own house.
I chopped down a bush. The first thing I did was chop down a bush. Because I was like, I got a garden. I went, oh, I own this bush and it's in the way. I'm just going to chop it down. And the feeling of godlike power that gave me.
See, I think
was
for me,
unrivaled.
I think for me, it's the putting shelves up recently. Where it's that feeling of, I am screwing in a 7-inch big, thick, heavy screw that's going to hold 15 kilos of weight to this wall. This is my wall. In it goes.
I am man, see me create surface space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Surface space that will accumulate dust very rapidly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of personal, sort of not. Reese, did the garage conversion happen? Did that work? Have you now got an office, or are you living on the street?
It's getting happier, isn't it?
It's getting happier. We're actually doing things.
It did work. We've now got an office. The garage has turned into a really nice.
It did take a while.
Oh, it took
forever. I'm not gonna lie. It did take a while.
It took forever. It took 2 or 3 months to convince the council that I didn't need planning permission, that it was a permitted development. Thankfully, I've got a stepsister who works in planning, and then first lot of builders. Were worse than useless. I still, in fact, have a large amount of their tools because they left them there after the week of work they did over the course of 3 weeks and never came back for them. So I've got a large amount of heavy-duty drill bits and two quite nice saws. The new building team took over, and they were like, 8 weeks, that's a bit tight. Turns out it was a bit tight.
Was a bit tight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about 16 in the end. But no, it's done. And I painted it, and I laid the carpet tiles, and then we moved all of our stuff in. And I don't know where all of that stuff came from.
No.
Because it's gone from one quite small bedroom into one quite large garage, and yet still seems to fill every available space.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
It looks like a magic bomb has gone off in that room.
It does look like a magic bomb. If you, by magic bomb, what you mean is collection of tat bomb.
Okay, it looks like the end of Itza Bitza.
Yeah, it does.
Where they just pull all the boxes of stuff out and it's just junk. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, junk and the occasional thing of, is that a bottle? No, don't touch that. Why? It's if you dent that, I can't use it, and they were £200 each. So
is that
please.
A fake watermelon? Yes.
Yeah, that's a fake watermelon. Is that a fake lemon? Yeah, it's a fake.
We've got a lot of fake fruit and veg. Okay,
that's the fruit and veg shelf. Let's not question it. Those fake hazelnuts. Yes, that's fake hazelnuts.
Fake hazelnuts. Okay.
Leave them be. But yeah, they're all in the office garage now. It's very light, isn't it?
It's lovely, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm not homeless. And I've actually got an office. That is, I've got my home back and there's not magic covering it. Or at least, we've got an office. Well, I didn't mention, there might be magic everywhere still.
Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, no.
Have you had to buy a bigger van? Was buying a van enough? Or do you now have a long wheelbase van? Because at the moment, I'm perfectly honest, I'm a little bit worried that the van is not big enough.
So luckily, because we have not got round to developing the set for our show yet, we perfectly have plenty of space in the van.
Yeah, still plenty of space in the van, because we are being very careful about packing with the idea of not having to buy a bigger van.
Yeah.
Especially after I scraped it in York.
Yeah, you did give it a nudge, didn't you?
Yeah. I didn't even realise it happened. But it was a lot of rain that day.
It was a lot of rain.
Yeah.
It wasn't the rain, though. It was the other vehicle.
Yeah, it was the other vehicle.
The rain didn't scrape it.
No. It wasn't even hard rain.
Because, yes, it was a lot of rain, but not...
Not a torrent of horizontal, deadly, knife-like rain.
It's that big metal rain that people transport goods in. Yeah. That was what scraped it, yeah.
Oops.
Are you still doing the village hall circuit?
No.
No, we are not. I have never been prouder to say that. I don't want to bag on it. We love the village hall circuit.
It was great, but it was getting to that point where between that and the theatres and everything else and not making sets and not developing shows... It was too much.
Yeah,
and
we were working ourselves ragged.
And we were getting frustrated of performing for audiences where you were definitely walking into their space rather than them coming to yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it can be really nice, but I think when you're doing both, and when you're not sort of doing a stand-up show or a storytelling show, when you've got so many props
and
such specific space requirements and everything like that, there are so many variables that you just, no matter how many documents you send them saying, please control this variable... They either lose the documents, or they don't get to the right person, or they don't know how PDFs work, or they don't care. Sometimes they just don't
bother to read it.
Like our favourite one last year was the one we turned up at, and it was, I've set the tables up, not like you asked them for, the way I wanted to do them.
Oh.
Thanks.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. We're going to have a great evening.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, at least he took time to read the thing and deliberately ignore it.
Yeah, deliberately,
ignored it.
At least he read it.
Didn't even pretend to have not read it, just went, I read it and ignored it.
Yeah.
So
I read it and made deliberately the opposite decision.
So no, good news, Pastor Reese and Rob. We don't do that anymore.
No.
This is where we do another one. We do another one of these in a year and we're back doing them. Everything's gone badly.
I mean, technically we're doing one in about 4 weeks, but it's a festival. It's fine. Can't.
No more village hall.
No village hall.
Hooray!
Party! For now.
Yes, for now. We're probably going back next week.
Are you coming back to Wilton's? Have you been back to Wilton's? Is Wilton still there?
As far as I'm aware, Wilton's is still
there. I've not been to the physical building in a while. So
I mean, I had an email with their marketing department last week, so I think they're still
there.
They'd
have mentioned if it had burnt down, wouldn't they?
Yeah, we're taking the kids show back. And as long as this doesn't go out to the public before the 10th of February when the brochure goes out, we're taking time travelling back.
We're taking time travelling back.
So, yes, we're taking the new kids show back and we're taking the new kids show there. We are going back. And time travelling is going there. Kids show 3 days, time travelling, I think, 4 week run.
4 week.
In a really exciting programme, actually, where it's a kind of a vaudeville
it's
3 weeks. Camilo Sullivan, the Tiger Lilies, I think.
Yeah,
it's going to be wicked. Yeah,
We're really looking forward to it. Because obviously, yes, we recorded this. The past us are in Wilton's.
Yes, I remember being sat in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look how far we've come. Heathrow.
Yeah, it's only about 15 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you manage to become an associate artist of anywhere? I mean, obviously, you're magical associates of Wilton's, but magical. Somewhere that gives you money for being an associate artist rather than just the kudos.
Turns out Nowhere gives you money for being
Nowhere
associate
gives
artist.
You money.
They give you they give you funding in kind. So we're associate artists of the Pegasus.
We are the so the Pegasus Theatre in Oxford, the lovely theatre we did a Christmas show.
We are Spark
show.
Artists is what
Spark
it's called.
Spark artists. Also, yeah, none of the, they Nowhere will have the same name.
No.
Every theatre has its own name for everything.
Yeah.
Which is a real pain.
And so they give us rehearsal space and access to the workshop and scratch nights and links with other people and funding in kind and applications and all that sort of stuff. They're really supportive.
They're very supportive, yeah.
They're really great people there. And so, yes.
Yes, we did, and it was going very well.
If anyone else wants us, Morgan and West, to become associate artists,
please get in touch.
Yeah, get in touch.
Click the link below.
Yeah.
There probably won't be a link below.
There won't be a link below, but, you know, just Google us, isn't it?
Just Google us. It's the future. Come on, people.
Don't email the Porsche dealership in LA or whatever it is, though. They got enough money.
No one has told us that associate artists don't actually get money.
Yeah.
I always thought it was like that thing at university where they had, like, the associate artist at the college who got paid for a year to come and sit and make a sculpture.
Or like a patron in that episode of Blackadder weird thing.
Yeah. But no.
We're so cultured that that's our reference for that.
Oxford Colleges and Blackadder. Well done, everyone.
Did you ever manage to work with David?
So that's a cryptic question.
That's the cryptic question. Which has to stay cryptic, because the answer's no.
The answer's no. And to be honest, had the answer been yes, it would have probably
would
had
have
to stay
even
cryptic,
more cryptic
as well.
So,
but let's just say, did you manage to work with David? Is basically, did you manage to work with a magician? And the answer was no.
No.
Sadly. Schedules never matched up.
Never matched up.
No.
Too busy. Too many village
orgies. We went out for dinner with him. I don't think we've been out for dinner with him at this point.
No, maybe not.
No.
I can't remember.
No, definitely not.
It's been a giddy blur.
Yeah. The fish was good. Sliders weren't as good, though.
Did you ever end up doing that American TV show?
I don't even know what this is.
No, Debbie Young emailed us, didn't she?
Oh, God, is it a year ago that Debbie emailed us?
No.
No, we haven't done that. So that was
the beauty of TV, isn't it? You get an email a year ago and we go, oh, when did that come off? And then a year later, we've literally forgotten the email because it's taken so long.
That was a TV show for America where it was going to be a panel of magicians and there was a possibility of us mixing up with another British double act.
Something like that.
Yeah, kind of like a wife swap for magicians kind of thing.
Oh wait, unless we mean the other American TV show.
What was the other one?
The other one?
Oh no, that was what we meant. AGT.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, America's Got Talent. No, it didn't happen either.
Nope.
No, they just stopped emailing us.
just went cold on us.
Yeah, just went cold on us. Basically, we haven't done any TV since we recorded this, have we?
Okay, look, listen, past us, stop rubbing it in. Let's just say we haven't had any TV exposure. Get over it.
Yeah, get over it.
Stop hanging on to that.
Yeah. I don't even think we've done any Scottish TV or anything.
All right, calm down.
Did the BBC 10 thing, but that didn't get broadcast.
Leave it.
All right.
Did you ever end up doing that other American TV show? Because there were two of them knocking around at time of recording.
All right, labouring the point now.
Yeah, we didn't do either. All right, back
unbelievable,
off.
Unbelievable, okay.
Off.
Fine, we're not as successful as we like to think.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really bringing us down to earth with a bump in it. I thought we'd had quite a good...
It was getting up. It was
I
on the
thought
up.
We'd had quite a good year. We had two big ticks on the list, and now it's gone terrible again.
No, it's gone terrible. Like, no TV... No, make Homer something something. Fine.
We haven't even got to the bit halfway through the year where I fall over and really badly injure my leg.
No, that's exciting.
That's exciting.
I wonder if there's a question about that.
I doubt it.
Are you surprised? Are you honestly surprised?
I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm certainly not surprised about the one with Debbie, because that was only ever a tentative one. But the AGT one got quite far in process and thinking about it. But yeah, no.
I'm not surprised. No, that's how TV works.
It is, isn't it? It just doesn't happen. How are TV programmes made?
It just repeats.
Yeah.
It's just changing rooms.
It's just Bergerac. Bergerac and changing rooms.
Have you made it back stateside at all?
No, we haven't.
No,
we didn't travel anywhere last year. Our carbon footprint was big
still
because
massive,
the amount of
we drive
diesel
a van
driving
everywhere,
van
yeah.
that we do, but not as big as travelling in an airplane.
I do feel bad about that. We do so little for the environment.
Yeah.
We should do a show about the
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Environment.
We should. I don't think it's gonna help.
Well, like we have hip songs for the kids.
I mean, I can't sing them.
No, but you can rap them.
All right.
If it's good enough for Lin-Manuel Miranda, it's good enough for us, mate.
Not sure that's how it works.
Is that not how it works?
No, not at all. Right. He's very successful.
Are you not as talented as Lin-Manuel Miranda?
I don't think.
You've been lying to me all this time.
I have. I'm sorry. No, not haven't been stateside. We didn't actually leave the country. I didn't leave the country at all last year.
No.
No. You went. Did you went on holiday?
That's holiday. Okay. Yeah. Didn't do any magic, did I?
No. It's a weird suite to put in a conference room, isn't it? It's quite a cheap suite. Anyway.
Also, in what is quite a 90s building anyway, to pick a very 90s suite...
Yeah, it dates it, doesn't it?
It really does date
maybe
it.
Maybe no one's ever eaten them.
Maybe they've petrified.
Maybe they have.
And it's like, that whole thing is one... That bowl of things is one solid lump. They're not separate fruit salads. It's just a decorative carved piece.
Yeah.
It's carved out of wood.
Yeah. There's only one way to find out. I have to ask him a letter.
I'll ask him a letter, yeah. I'll write him a letter.
How's Mark? Things working out there still?
Mark Makin.
Mark Makin, who books our tours.
He's lovely.
And still books our tours to this day.
He does, and he stayed at my house the other night. Went out for dinner with him.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Where was I? I was at home with jet lag.
I said, do you want to come for dinner with Mark? You did. And you said, no, I don't.
No, I'm at home with jet lag. Yeah. But at 9 o'clock.
I did offer.
Okay, so that's true.
Yeah. No, going great.
It's going great. Mark books our tours, and he's a tour booking machine. If you had to picture a machine that books small theatres for entertainment acts like us,
it'd be a tall northern
man. A tall northerner called Mark,
who likes to run in fields. In a,
that makes like, him sound like he's at the start of the Sound of Music.
Yeah, in like a cross country way.
Yeah, not
in a track and ridiculous.
Not in
way.
The Hills Are Alive.
No.
Nor at like the start of Beauty and the Beast.
No, nor like Theresa May.
Not like Theresa May. Yeah, that's a wheat field.
Oh, I don't know. I don't pay attention to her.
Do you have plans to do the Christmas show in 2018? I know that's thinking well in advance of where we are now, but where you are now, if you haven't got it sorted now...
You should be booking that now,
be booking that in now, really. You should be getting on that, yeah. Just a helpful reminder, really.
That's not a helpful
it's
reminder.
It's not a helpful reminder.
When
we
you're
know,
already aware
we
of
know,
it, and things are not
it's,
moving.
Okay, it's Yeah, it's take, okay, so, all right.
God, we were pushy, weren't we?
We were pushy, weren't we?
Yeah. Like,
can't we just enjoy the success of the last run? Exactly. Not worry about the fact we haven't booked anything in
that, to be honest, that was the worst thing about the last couple of shows of the last run, was that little clawing feeling of, oh, well, that was really good.
Might not do this next year.
Yeah, where's it going to go next? It might go to Manchester. It might go to Salisbury. It might go to Canterbury. Everything's still a little bit up in the air. 2019 is slightly more definite, but it's still up in the air. I think it's not going to be a full run this year. It's probably going to be a couple of week-long runs.
Which is fine.
But I think we got lucky with the Pegasus last year.
We
frankly.
Really did. I mean, you could literally walk to work.
Yeah, I think we got really lucky with it. So, yes, we're hoping it's going to still happen. Mark is working on it.
Yeah,
we're not sat on our hands about it. So, you know.
Who knows? They're so pushy past us.
Ugh.
Very pushy.
I won't even give them a fruit salad.
You need to get it booked in somewhere. That's the point of the Christmas. The whole point of having the Christmas show is that you do it at Christmas.
Look, if you don't get it booked in, you can't eat. And at the moment, you're deliberately not eating. But then you might want to eat. So book a Christmas show in somewhere. Goodness sake.
First one for you, Rhys. How many animals have you got now? Because if it's still zero... I'm annoyed.
So that was because my partner was supposed to be moving down to live with me in October, which she did. And she
You're not counting her among the animals.
No,
that's
no,
not
no.
what you mean.
That's not what I mean. And she had a guinea pig called Jake, but he sadly died in August. He was 7.5. He had good innings. That's really old for a guinea pig. Yeah, he did very well. But she very quickly bought 2 new guinea pigs, and they live with us. They are Audrey and Trilby. And one of them has a stupid butt because it looks like she's wearing parachute pants.
Maybe
she is wearing parachute pants. I was also hoping to have cats by this point, but we decided that actually the summer, especially because I'm not going to Edinburgh, would be a better time to get them rather than the cold, dark winter when I was working a lot.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, no, it's a much better idea. So yes, 2 animals and the partner.
Yeah. Who's a robot.
Yeah. Actually, mineral.
New guinea pigs. Oh, that's a shame. Jake's very cute. I wonder what the new ones are like. And I knew you'd refer to my partner as one of the pets.
Yeah, because it's like an obvious joke that you left dangling there. I was obviously going to leap at it like a cat for a toy.
Yeah, exactly. You're the worst.
That was a pet reference.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
I brought it full circle.
I got it.
About pets.
Yeah.
Like a cat.
Yeah. Why do we work together?
Are you touring as much now as you are now? So future now as past now.
Are you touring too much?
Yeah.
I'll summarise that as, are you touring too much?
Good question, Rob.
We are on the cusp of touring too much.
Yeah, we're really trying to not tour
too much.
But
we have a difficulty
still
in
kind
saying
of touring
no.
Too much.
Yeah. But now we're touring too much exclusively to theatres,
yeah,
rather than we're working too much in theatres and village halls and anyone who waves a vague amount of money at us going, will you come and
any
do a show,
corner
please?
Of the marquee, yeah.
Yeah. So we are still touring too much, but in a good way, in a probably good way, rather than a definitely bad way.
Bad way, yeah. So that's,
well, and things like we've got weeks off built in.
We do. We have built in like time off.
So, in February, we are doing something like 30 shows in about something like 22 days. But then we do have a week off.
Yeah.
So it swings and roundabouts.
Yeah, that counts. Counts as touring a bit less too much.
And we're not going to Edinburgh.
We're not going to Edinburgh.
And we're taking 3 weeks off in July.
Exactly.
That's fine.
I feel like we've been lazy.
Yeah. It's all right. You can do some shows while I'm in Florida.
I will.
Yeah, all right.
So if you're looking back over this last year, that is the year 2017 in total, really.
Just gone.
Yes.
What memory makes you the most happy?
Yeah, the happiest.
What makes me the happiest
what
memory
makes
of
me
2017?
The happiest about the last year? The fact that it's taking us this long to think of it. When was Derby Theatre? Was that the summer?
Oh, so Derby Theatre was April.
April.
Derby was... So, yeah, there's two for me. That's a good point. So, the kids show in Derby Theatre... I mean, this is memories that make us the happiest in relation to Morgan and West, I think,
yeah,
rather
not,
than just personal
I
memories.
Bought a house and love my wife, that kind of stuff.
Cause,
but, boring.
Yeah, generally speaking, we're quite happy. We've got nothing to moan about, really.
Yeah.
The Derby Theatre, it's a big room. It's one of the biggest rooms we've done. It's 500 and something seats, and we've got 530 kids in and their parents
as well. They didn't just leave their kids there.
Yeah,
that's
and
not
we did
okay.
a kid show to them, and it went incredibly well, and people loved it, and that was a really good feeling coming.
And
out
yeah, my personal
that.
Highlight of that is there's a bit in the middle of the show where I'm basically cheating really openly.
Oh, I've forgotten this.
And they just all started booing.
Yep, 500 people
and
booing.
And I had like 500 children booing me, and
yeah,
it was just
that was
the,
great.
It was the absolute highlight of my career
because they were invested.
They were so into
invested.
It. They were booing me like a panto villain.
It was great, yeah.
And I was like, this is great.
And also the Christmas show.
And the Christmas show as well.
Like, the Christmas show in general, that month, the first couple of days when we were still working things in, but in general, that month was really good.
Really good fun. And working on with Peter Clifford on it again and
yeah.
all that
and all
was
the
really
at
good fun.
It just, that was fun.
Yeah,
that
was
yeah. I'm going to say the Derby Theatre and the month of December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is something to look forward to.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
I should look forward to it. Unless we change the timeline and now it doesn't happen. Is that how this works?
I don't know. Again, about 2017, because that seems to be the theme here. If what didn't you see coming? What lesson have you learned that you didn't see coming?
Not a lesson you saw coming.
No, no, no.
One that you didn't see coming.
Yes, and if that lesson is that one of you didn't see the car coming when you crossed the road, awkward.
It's got to be awkward if one of us is dead.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Quite funny, though.
Well, it's not entirely dissimilar.
It's not entirely dissimilar. So I didn't see the step coming that I missed when getting off the stage. And I fell and quite badly injured my leg.
Oh, yes.
In June.
End of June.
And have spent the last 6 months hobbling around on my cane. Found out basically now that the damage is permanent and it might not get any better. So that was a bit of a... I have an orthopaedic disability that I was born with, so I consider myself a young disabled man. Well, a disabled man. Well, disabled. And so we've always known that there was going to be a limit on sort of the amount of time I can spend performing as an over my life because the increasing pain and stiffness and lack of mobility in my legs would eventually catch up to us. And I think earlier this year there was a sense of, oh, this might catch up to us sooner than we thought.
Mm.
I then later in the autumn fell again at a show and re-injured it and had to do two shows in the Salford Lowry Studio in Manchester.
Sat down with the entire show.
Literally sat down. I had to say to the audience as they were coming in, I'm very sorry, I've just fallen and quite badly hurt my leg, so I will be doing this show sat down. It's awesome. It's been, I've personally spent a lot of the year coming to terms with a new state of being, and you, I think you have an image of yourself in your mind and the way that you exist in the world and the kind of person that you are. And it always used to be, if I'd hurt myself or my legs were hurting, that was a thing I was that was happening to me, but wasn't me. And I've reached a stage now where now it's me. It's just, this is who I am. I now just have to walk with a stick, and I now can't bend my left leg very much. And that was a lesson we didn't see coming.
And to compensate, I've started beefing up my upper body so that I can just carry Rob whenever I need to.
Yeah, you really are working in the guns.
Yeah. Just so I can pick him up, bench press him a few times, and then throw him at the audience.
This is all actually a clever ruse to make you do all the heavy lifting when we load out the show.
I mean, it's worked.
It really has worked. I've committed to it. Getting an MRI and everything really was commitment.
I mean, yeah, I mean,
you've
got to follow through.
I've got to follow through, otherwise you'd realise it's all a cunning, cunning
plot. I'd have known by now.
Yeah.
So last one. This one is an interesting one. If you could come back to now, and by now I mean 26th of January, 27th tomorrow, 2017, and you could edit the questions that you're asking, that I'm asking, what would you remove any that I'm asking that you're asking you?
Or would you add things to ask yourself that we, I mean, you could just ask them now and answer them now, because this is all a self-contained thing, so you needn't travel back, you could just do it now.
Yeah.
You could just do it now.
Would you change anything?
I think they've been pretty good questions.
I'm impressed with us.
I think we've managed.
I've forgotten so many of them. I think we covered every base.
Yeah, I think
Can you think of anything we've done this year that we haven't asked ourselves about and disappointingly had to answer?
No, I don't think so.
Let's face it, there were four or five things that we said, how about this, and we haven't done it.
Yeah. No, and they were all plans, and I don't think there are anything else that was kind of happened to pass by in the pipeline or anything that then got sat out. Oh, there you go. Did you ever get a release, a magic release done?
Oh, yeah. So
yeah, we forgot about that. Today...
So we're at a magic convention, which is a place where magicians gather. This is a real thing. It sounds like we're making this up, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's a place. So in a convention centre, in an air, like in a hotel in Heathrow, there are several hundred magicians sat around in rooms showing each other tricks.
Including, if you were to remove this hotel from the map of the world and just make it disappear, you would remove a large quantity of the TV magic writing and performing talent that exists in
it
the
really
UK.
It really was. It would be a major shockwave in the magic community.
Yeah.
It really would.
Yeah, it would.
But... And so, and one of the things we've done, we've like released a DVD for magicians. So, again, magicians sell tricks and things and DVDs and things. Which Reese is allergic to.
Sorry.
And we've released stuff of some of our material, teaching our material, which is kind of a...
I think it was kind of in the pipeline when we recorded this. Well, because yes, it's actually been in the pipeline since the Northern Magic Circle convention, which was April 2015 or May 2015.
Quite a while ago, yeah.
So yeah, it has been in the pipeline a while. It's just, I think it wasn't...
And we finally did it. Yeah, it was one of the things where, with everything we do, if we don't have a deadline, we won't do it. So we just set a deadline and then suddenly did it.
Yeah, well, I say we finally did it. We finally did 50% of it because we had two releases planned. And one of them happened, and the other one didn't. But the second release, not our fault, again. That's because the company that's going to make it, their warehouse burnt down.
Yeah.
So...
Hilariously, their name is Phoenix Cards.
Yeah. Although they are back.
They're back. They have literally risen from the ashes of their own warehouse.
It
feels so deliberate, that.
It does.
I'm sure they didn't burn down their own warehouse, but it feels really
it feels
deliberate.
Like an insurance scam, doesn't it?
It does feel like a scam.
I mean, it's definitely not.
It's not a scam.
Another one for you. Have any opportunities come up in this year, that is to say the year coming?
The preceding year, the year that you're looking back on, that we're looking forward on.
Exactly, that one. That you said no to, that you then regret saying no to and have a little cry about every night.
Ooh, interesting. I don't think so.
I may have mentioned that the last year's a giddy blur for me, so I really don't recall.
I mean, we've been quite busy, and any opportunities that have come up seem to have came up when we were recording and then didn't come off.
Yeah,
so I don't think anything's happened in the meantime.
I don't feel like there's anything we turned down.
I think we got the annual BGT email,
and I don't regret turning that down. I think part is that we've been so busy, it's not like we've been sat at home watching some other time traveling magic double act do a show and go, oh, I wish we hadn't turned down that show.
Yeah.
So no, I don't. I regret nothing, of from my whole life.
Non, je ne regrette rien.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Similarly, is there anything in the aforementioned year that you said yes to and you regret saying yes to?
That's a trickier one, isn't it? Oh, yes.
You're going to say that thing we did outside in the middle of December, aren't you?
I'm going to say the worst gig we've ever done.
It is literally the worst gig we've ever done.
So our wonderful, wonderful tour booker booked us to do the... Two things.
Two things. I'm not even sure what the other one is.
Booked us to do a festival in Greenwich in the wintertime. I shan't name the festival, but that's basically done it.
Yep. That is, Googling will sort that out for
you. Yeah, there you go. And...
we drove down and so
it was on the, so it, for anyone who remembers the
Christmas 2017 there was a period of very heavy snowfall
in the southeast, in huge southeast. Snowfall and
that day we had to drive from Oxford to London.
We had to get from Oxford to London, obviously inside the M25 nothing, outside the M25 awful, especially because we were aiming to be in Greenwich by 9:30 in the morning, which meant that you left sort of the Banbury area.
Yeah, I left the Banbury area and I was like the first car on the road
at about 6:00 in the morning
on thick snow in the dark. And I was just like, I'm going to die. I am going to die going to this.
Thankfully, it turns out that the van, being front-wheel drive and really rather heavy, is much better at navigating a thickly covered in snow M40 than most other cars.
We have a picture of the
M40.
Especially
the people coming out in like Mercs and Beamers and stuff, they're all rear-wheel drive and stuff. It's like, don't try and drive on the snow.
Yeah.
You're just going to, as you are doing right now, spin off. You can't get... Just stay at home, mate.
Not the first time we've driven down the M40 and it's been a sports car graveyard.
Yeah, so...
Anyway, we turn up at this gig and
that was the worst thing about the gig.
And we turn up and the gig is essentially outside.
We haven't been told this.
They're saying that it's inside, but what they mean is, you know those... They get them tents that are kind of pinned down at the corners and they have big arches for the opening. So they basically have no walls. Just a roof.
So we're in one of those. It was like a music tent, essentially.
Yeah, like a band at a festival.
It had been organised by people who normally organise music festivals, but it had been organised in the winter. And it was -2 outside, and by outside we mean on stage.
On stage, where we were doing sleight of hand magic tricks.
And so at one point I had to mute my microphone and turn to Rob and I said, can you be quicker, please? I am...
Genuinely shivering.
Actually shivering, physically.
And we were playing to an audience of maybe 20 people in a big tent, and there was like 30-odd picnic benches around.
And they were huddled around the two gas heaters.
Yeah, you know, then the gas heaters and gardens and pubs. Two of them, and they were all huddled around that. So trying to get people up to help us on stage, it was like, would you like to leave the relative warmth of that gas heater, come round here, climb on literally some flight cases, because there are no steps, climb on some flight cases and come stand on the very cold stage with us?
You wouldn't? Well, you're going to have to anyway.
Shiver through a magic trick.
Oh my God, it was awful. And we were supposed to be doing two more of those. We were booked, that was a Sunday, and we were booked in to do the following Sunday and the Tuesday after that Sunday. We have never before cancelled a gig for any reason other than one of us is desperately
ill. Serious ill health.
Or we physically can't get there because of snow. That's the first time we've ever done that. And we just turned around and said,
because we would have died. We would literally have frozen to death.
Yeah. It was awful.
What's
awful,
the other
awful,
thing you're
awful.
Regretting saying
the
yes
other
to?
Festival. One of the Isle of Wight.
Oh, that...
That was also terrible.
That was also terrible.
I mean, thankfully we didn't stay overnight.
No.
That was just turning up to a festival in the Isle of Wight in September for one day where they were expecting
like 100,000 people and they got 600.
Over the course of the weekend.
Over the course of the weekend.
And it was chucking it down with rain.
And it was hammering down with rain.
And we were supposed to be performing outside in an amphitheatre, which was basically in Thrust.
Yep. So that was great.
But that, at least, was funny.
And the thing with that one, it was that it was a bit annoying, but I didn't feel like I might get pneumonia.
No.
Performing.
I just quite, my lasting memory of that gig, one was bumping into Professor Elemental and having a little chat.
Yep.
But two, we got to run around the tree topsy thing as well. Yep. And see the birds of prey. But was on the way out, one of the people who was kind of half organising it, thanking us profusely for sort of, we changed the performing situation, we got people on stage, we did the best job we could because there was hardly anyone there, was like 30 people there and it was chucking it down with rain, so we got
like,
people
get
on
stage with
us
and we'll do it right on,
and
right
made
in front
a little theatre out of the stage that we covered. And so, oh, that was great, thanks very much. So we'll be having you back next year.
See you next year.
And, and just in our head verbally we were like, yep, great, look forward to it. In our heads we were like, ha. No,
not in a million years.
I'm about to get on a ferry and never come back. Yeah. So yeah, that was awful.
I'd forgotten that one.
Yeah. No, that was one of them stories for the grandkids.
Yep.
Yeah, all guinea pigs. Yeah.
So, do you have any advice for us? Now, obviously, you're us and we're you. But that is to say, do future you, if you could travel back in time...
Have you seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Well, actually, I'd say Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. So, obviously...
Sports Almanac.
Yeah, Sports Almanac it for us. Have you got any advice?
Rob... Watch your step.
Yes. Twice.
That was Morgan and West. Their honesty and humour and the way they tackled their personal questions with professionalism was just eye-opening, and it just really gave me a rare insight into their thought process and their lives. And I can't thank them enough for taking part and for being so supportive of the show. They were really humbling behind the scenes, telling me how much they love this concept and how much they really want to see it proceed and go further. So thank you so much, guys, for being really positive. I personally can't get enough of hearing praise, but also it's lovely that guests are so in and on board with the idea. I know that it's a different commitment to a normal interview because there's two parts of it to make, but the amount of guests that are so down with this concept, that I'm really loving it. And as I look forward to series two, which I kind of have to, because I have to always be thinking fourth dimensionally, I always have to be thinking a year ahead with this project, I'm loving the guests I'm getting on, and I'm loving the guests that I've currently had on, who are very supportively putting me in touch with names that are really exciting. So I don't want to say too much about series two in this episode. That's something I'll say for another time. But thank you so much, Morgan. Thank you so much, West. I really hope that your tour goes really well this year and that you enjoy your Edinburgh off. Now, Morgan and West might not be going to Edinburgh, but I am. I am doing my third solo show. It is called Sex, Drugs and Other Things I Never Do. It will be at the Novotel Hotel in the Grass Market at 6 p.m. every day, except Wednesdays when I get rudely awoken by the dustman. You can reserve a seat for £5 ahead of time, or you can chance it and turn up and pay what you want on exit. If you're enjoying these podcasts and you want to support my work, please do come down to any of these, or you can come see me on tour, and you can find all the dates for that at simonkane.co.uk starting in September. The Audio Time Capsule is a Fruit That Got in Gravity's Way production for the internet. All elements were created by me, comedian Simon Kane, except the music that was composed and recorded by David Jordan. Thank you very much for listening, thank you very much for subscribing, and thank you very much for rating and donating if you do. I'll see you all in about 14 days' time. Bye!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.